This is from an article that originally appeared in ProPublica. And I found it on Ars Technica myself. A very interesting article. And written by a couple of people here, Renee Dudley, Jeff Cao. And it's talking about some of these companies here in the U.S. that you can hire to help you out of a ransomware tight spot. Think about what we've had lately. The cities of Atlanta, Newark, New Jersey, the Port of San Diego, Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center in L.A., Atlanta Online Water Service requests and billing systems down for over a month. Colorado Department of Transportation, they called in the National Guard, all because of cyber attacks. And apparently what has happened here is the companies, and in these cases, government institutions and hospitals, went to professionals and said, hey, what should we do? Now, the response from the FBI, from the government in general, is don't pay ransoms. FBI said that the criminal actors were out of the reach of U.S. law enforcement, but they were not, apparently, out of the reach of this American company called Proven Data Recovery of Elmsford, New York. And apparently, these guys regularly made payments, ransom payments, to SamSam ransomware hackers over more than a year. And that's according to Jonathan Storfer, who's a former employee who dealt with these ransom payments. Now, Bitcoin transactions are somewhat anonymous, difficult to track, but I know in talking with some Secret Service agents that they have tracked people. There are public records about that and convictions because of being able to track down some of these Bitcoin payments. And ProPublica was able to trace four of the payments. And this article goes on and on. Another U.S. company, Florida-based Monster Cloud, also professes to use its own data recovery methods, but apparently is also paying ransoms, sometimes without informing the victims, doesn't inform law enforcement agencies. This is really bad. This is, again, ProPublica. Both of these victims apparently charge their victims. Both of these companies apparently charge their victims substantial fees on top of the ransom amounts. And they offer other services such as sealing breaches to protect against future attacks. Well, that's what I do for a living, right? I don't try and do the recovery and pay ransom. There are many pieces of free recovery software out there that work in most cases, but sometimes if you don't have a good backup, you're just out of luck. So just keep that in mind. Going to one of these companies, if you have ransomware on your computer, is not going to solve the problem of ransomware, because some of these companies, at least two of them in this case, according to ProPublica, are making deals with the ransomers, which is really bad, if you ask me. It's really bad.